There's been a lot of chatter since Tuesday about how Latino immigrant voters here in the United States were going to be turning out and whether they would turn out in force to support Barack Obama. We asked Pilar Marrero to help us sort out what effect these new Americans did have on the election. Pilar writes for the Spanish-language newspaper La Opinión and also for Feet in Two Worlds, that brings ethnic media to public radio. Pilar, let's get as specific as we can. What do we know about how the Latino turnout was on Tuesday, and how do we know it?
Well, there's several reports that point to the fact that Latino turnout held constant, meaning they are still about 8-9% of the share of the total vote in the United States, which means that they also turned out in bigger numbers as the rest of the population. Otherwise, they would have gone down in that share. In Florida, which is a state that usually has a more of a Republican Latino trend, we saw a very interesting change where the Cuban Americans born in the U.S. went heavily for Barack Obama, and other than Cuban Latinos, which is a growing population also in Florida, also went heavily for Barack Obama, which accounted for the increase to about 57% of Latinos in Florida going for Obama. There's a very interesting exit poll that was done by Ben Dixon and Associates in Florida that shows how the different nationalities voted in Florida. And I thought it was very interesting. One exception was the Venezuelans, who voted heavily for McCain. I think they were hearing echoes of Hugo Chavez in there. But the rest of Latin Americans went around 70% for Obama. We're talking about Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and others.
And Cubans as well, those who were born in Cuba?
Well, those born in Cuba, no. Those born in Cuba voted for McCain to the tune of about 65-70%. Those are still the older refugees that are still heavily Republican.
And heavily anti-Castro.
That's right. They don't want anybody to be talking to Castro. So the fact that Obama said that he would be open to talk to anybody, including the Cuba government and the Venezuelan government and other governments, has been the reason not to vote for this guy, even though the economy is really in deep trouble in Florida, as it is in everywhere else. In Miami, you know, the real estate is tanking, as everywhere else. They voted on that issue again.
Okay, so Pilar, you're talking about Florida there. Talk about another key battleground state where Latino immigrants, new immigrants, first-time voters, were expected to have a big impact, and this is Nevada.
Well, according to the consortium exit poll, 1 in 10 voters was a new voter, and 70% of new voters voted for Obama. Now,
were these, by the way, Latino voters?
Most of them.
Are the
yes.
people who turned out, the Latinos who turned out to vote for the first time, have they been in this country for a long period, or are they really
no.
new voters and new residents?
Nevada is one of the states where there's a lot of new Latino voters, and the Democratic Party really concentrating on first citizenship and then voter registration and then turnout. So I don't know exactly what the share of new voters is in Nevada, but I know the share of Latino vote increased 60%, and I would venture that most of those are new because it's a very transient population. There's not a lot of Latinos that have been in Nevada for a long time. Most of the Latino population there is immigrant. And the Pew report that just came out analyzing the Latino vote in different states shows that in the states where the Obama campaign focused on getting out the vote, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, the share of the Latino vote increased more than in other states. The share of Latino vote was more than double in Colorado compared to 2004. It increased about 60% in Nevada compared to 2004 and about 30% in New Mexico. I think that is due to the fact that the Obama campaign had a very, very intense get out the vote and mobilization in those states that were key, that were swing states and actually were won by Obama. There was a lot of money spent on radio and television, and that hasn't happened before. I mean, before, you know, usually Democrats and Republicans, too, they said they would, you know, concentrate on the Latinos, and Latinos would be very important, but they wouldn't buy any, you know, ads, and they wouldn't really spend the money. In this case, the Democrats, and also to a certain extent Republicans, spent money, and Obama spent a lot of money on Latinos and Spanish ads and in all of these swing states, and I think that made a difference.
All right. Thank you very much. Pilar Marrero writes for the Spanish language newspaper La Opinión, and she is also a writer for Feet in Two Worlds. That's a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Thanks a lot, Pilar.
Thank you.